Hey guys, let's talk about caching coding. Now, I want to speak specifically about what role caching coding will have going forward in the Boruto manga slash anime. Now, for those of you who have read the manga and up to date on the manga, spoiler alert for those of you who haven't read it, that is it. We already know that caching coding wasn't supposed to survive, at least in the original plan that Amado had. Right? Now, I'm not sure this realization or this information, what caching coding is going to do with it. Is this information, this realization going to cause the relationship that he had with Amado to go astray? Is he now going to lose trust with Amado? Is he going to now view Amado as a enemy, or is he going to see it as a necessary evil that was necessary in order to stop Ishiki or Jigen, if Amado can explain it to him, right? That's what I'm thinking. But I'm glad he survived it because I know this creates a lot more possibilities. Now, one of the main possibilities that I was thinking going forward is that Kashin Kojin would become Boruto's teacher. Continuing on that legacy of, that legacy where that connection between Jiraiya and the fourth Hokage's offsprings, Like Naruto, now he's going to have a relationship with Boruto, even though it wouldn't be the original Jiraiya, but it will be symbolic at least, symbolic in nature. Now, why do I say this? Now, for those of you who have been paying attention and has been engaging with the Boruto community, then you realize that a lot of people have this idea that Naruto and Sasuke is going to die. Most importantly, most people think that Sasuke might die in this fight between Ishiki, right? So that's a possibility. Most people is speculating that might be the case, but whether or not he die right now in this fight or later on, we know that he's going to die. At least we know that Naruto and Sasuke would die, will die, or at least Naruto, because that was confirmed in the beginning of the manga when Boruto was facing Kawaki, right? And it was stated. So I'm guessing if Sasuke die in this fight facing Ishiki, then that will leave a vacancy for some a master for Boruto, because currently not Sasuke is Boruto's teacher. It's Boruto and Naruto are no longer of this world, right? Who is it? Who else is there with enough information, with enough skill as a ninja to pass on his legacy and his teaching to Boruto? The only person I can think of would be Kashin Kojin, aka slash aka Jiraiya clone, right? He's a skilled ninja. He can teach Naruto the summoning jutsu, sage mode, and all of these things. Teach him about, he worked closely with Amado. He was in Kara, showing a lot about the Osuki and Jigen and all of that thing. So he would be the perfect person to go on teaching Boruto. So that's my answer. So that's the role I think Kashin Kojin will play going forward. I think he's going to become Boruto's master. Now, there's still the elephant in the room. Or is he going to be hostile to Amado, knowing that he was a disposable pawn in Amado's plan? Or is he going to look at it as, unnecessary evil, even though he lied to me, but I can at least see that you're committed to get the job done, and I also wanted to get rid of Jigen slash Ishiki, so I'm going to just, let's bygones be bygones since you wanted to accomplish something great. Is that going to be the case? No, we don't know, but I think the Amado situation will have to be resolved. And who knows? Probably Amado is has some ulterior motives. Probably he doesn't really he want to take over the Leaf Village as well. Who knows what his goals are? He's been making these cyborgs. Basically, cyborgs are clones of ninjas. He's pretty powerful. If leaves him up to his, he's also very smart. He has the power. He has the capabilities to create dangerous ninjas or cyborg ninjas. So, yeah, who knows, right? And we also think that Ishiki is going to die. I think he's going to die and pass on his karma seal to Kawaki. Right? So I think he's going to be reincarnated or be possessed Kawaki, but he's going to lose his physical body right now, which is Jigen. So those are my thoughts. Just a quick little. It came to me today, and I said, no, I don't talk about it on the podcast and put it out. So let me know what you guys think. Does it make sense? What I'm saying makes sense, or does it not? You can hit me up on Facebook at The Anime Podcast. That's my Facebook page. I have a YouTube channel, The Anime Podcast. That one I don't really have much, so you probably don't ever find that one. And I have a blog, theanimepodcast.com. Right? So you can find me there. I feel sleepy. So hit me up at those places, guys, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.